Newsbreak podcast.
Our survey was of 2,000 professionals in South Africa. What we've discovered is that 45% of South African professionals feel underpaid. And of that group, 18% of those are taking matters into their own hands, which is taking on a second income to make ends meet. Within the underpaid group, we also have 31% and 24% respectively who have little disposable income or absolutely no disposable income left at the end of each month. So we're looking at the reasons why that is, why people are feeling underpaid, and that's a lot to do with the cost of living rising and also inflation and salaries not keeping up with that, which is always the case when things are in a downturn. We're looking at the reasons. We're also looking at the benefits to employers of people taking on those side hustles.
What percentage of these people actually manage to pursue side hustles?
Well, we didn't distinguish between people who were finding additional income from side hustles versus other sources, for example, credit cards. But we believe that 18% of the people we surveyed at the 2,000 were looking to find extra sources of income. A lot of those examples are selling small items, you know, cooking, selling food, maybe vintage clothing, DJing, teaching exercise classes, maybe doing childcare for money at the weekends, kind of things that are not, you know, that can be done in a short amount of time and perhaps not massively lucrative, but do just give that little bit of a buffer between finishing the month absolutely with nothing or less than nothing and being able to live a slightly more comfortable and safe life here in South Africa.
And as part of that release, there was a little section at the end about what can companies do to support employees with the cost of living crisis using non-financial incentives.
Well, that's a really good question you ask, because yeah, you have to be a little bit careful. What you don't want to do as a company, public or private sector, is to imply that, you know, because we're giving you fruit in the morning, we don't need to remunerate you properly at this point. So they are perks. If people need to travel less into work, you know, this is a valuable lesson we all learned during the COVID crisis. If people need to travel less, they're going to save money in that way. So their income will go further. So that's a non-financial incentive, but it has a financial reward to the individual. Things like providing breakfast, we also discuss in our report whether there should be kind of incentives of time off for excellent performance. So do people only want, you know, vouchers, or do they only want parties, or would they actually prefer more time to either spend with their family or to spend on the side hustle that they feel might actually turn into a viable business of its own? But what we say at the end of the day is recommending to employers that they are very clear with employees what they need to do to be promoted and to improve their salary. So it's one thing to say I'm underpaid. It's another to say I'm underpaid now, but I understand a clear route to progression within my employee, in my firm.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.